Welcome to another edition of SoundCloud Sunday. My name is Dave Postal, music director here at Laurel Canyon Radio. And for the next hour, we're going to play you a great collection of unsigned, should be signed indie artists from around the globe. Let's get it started with a new song from Charlie Crockett, whose new album, Lonesome as a Shadow, came out in April on 30 Tigers Records. He's appearing at the Mint in LA in June and supporting the Turnpike Troubadours, also in Anaheim at the beginning of June. Charlie Crockett and the tune Oh So Shaky on SoundCloud Sunday.
I was a hustler, you know I was a gambler. I had a woman I couldn't handle. Ain't no common thing. Yeah, sugar, gotta get some relief before we get in my head. I wake up in the morning, dear. Oh, don't shake it now. So tired of feeling broken now. Like I lost it. You know I lost it. I'm a black knight. Baby, I'm falling deep. It's such a cold world. They got a dinner. More than a survivor. Take a look in my eyes. I bet you'd be surprised. Don't shake it now. So tired of feeling broken down. And like I lost it, I must have lost it. And don't shake it now. Can't just see I'm broken down. And like I lost it. Like I lost. Yeah.
Robinson and Ring of Love here on SoundCloud Sunday. Top of the set, we heard from Charlie Crockett, and his tune is called Oh So Shaky. This is the debut single from Peter Moore. The tune is called Caddis Moon. It is his first single from his debut album produced by Donald Fagen. And for more information, check out petermooremusic.com or go to our website at Laurel County Radio. But here is Peter Moore and the track Caddis Moon on SoundCloud Sunday.
Keep your hands on me. Keep your eyes on the drive. Time will change the way you feel. The sun. Change the way you feel.
Listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio.
Had great letters, but couldn't quite get a bingo, and I couldn't quite get ahead of him far enough to prevent him from going out at the end. I thought, my only thought was I should have passed with a tile in the bag. But, you know, even then I had, you know, two O's, two U's of crap that I couldn't really, like, he kept passing or playing one or two off, and I kept trying to block spaces, and I just couldn't block enough and couldn't get far enough ahead. One of those two each turn for like the last three or four. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. They were posted or they weren't? No, they're still not. Yeah, the rating's posted though, which is weird. I don't know how that works. I went up from 1528 to 1562. Woohoo! I'm only 14 away from my all-time NASPA high. 24/7. But I'm very sad. Christina Dameron went 0-4. I think she was in New York. Her rating went from 36 to 31. I am excited. What? Well, Christina's active as all get out. The only thing that made me happy is when I signed up for Buffalo today. I saw that Russell Honeybutton will be there. Yes. Oh, you've not even signed up, huh? Oh, what do you hear? What do you need to hear? Nobody's listening to waltzes these days. Singing songs of Wayfair. Oh, yeah. We have the air. Right. Well, right. And if you still want to decide later, you can. We have other people who are interested. So if you want to sort of figure that out first, feel free to. I'm not suggesting, I'd rather you stay with us, of course. But I know that you were, one of your concerns was, and that's why I thought I said, oh yeah, we got it already, was that you were still waiting to hear about John, and whether you were going to stay with his cousin, if John came with you, and was it close enough, and yada, yada, yada. Oh, it's far away. We still save more than $100. For sure, we save more than $100. Yeah. And I know it felt weird to pay $300 for something. $100, literally, for something. Well, I mean, that's the thing, though. It's one of those, ultimately, it's the hotel's holding. Is it in the hotel or the convention center? So the hotel isn't getting, right, the hotel isn't lording something over us. They're lording something over them to get that rate. But that rate isn't all that good, but that's the problem with hotels. So that $100 isn't going towards some fund, or isn't going to fund people who stay in the hotel room. Well, I spent $25 as part of the entry yesterday on a meal that I ate two bites of and said, oh, this is going to go down well. And that was it. That was the end of my meal. I had two bites of something. Oh, it was really, really chicken. Really, really hard. I mean, it tasted good, but it was wrapped in bacon and it was just hard. I wasn't going to be able to digest it well, so... Well, I got my money back. And I won the early bird entrance fee.
SoundCloud Sunday on Early Bird. You can check out
early,
a podcast of this episode of SoundCloud Sunday as well as past ones over at our website, laurelcanyonradio.com. Click on the SoundCloud Sunday banner.
Oh, terrible.
You're all 13
past
episodes. We just heard from Doc Fellin Company, the track.
Well, they messed up too. They used director and David Pearl is very inexperienced. David Whitley knows a little bit more. But they had a huge problem where it said minimal repeats and people were getting repeat paired in the second round.
Also available on Bandcamp. And from the top
so Maddie complained that she had played the same person, David Pearl, who she went at 1 and 2 or 2 and 1, I don't know. But she had to play him 3 times. There were a lot of those 3 repeats.
Don't know when.
In a division where there's only 7 other people to repeat somebody 3 times, seems like a lot.
Produced by Donald Fagen of Steely Dan. We've got more music for you on SoundCloud Sunday. Here's the name.
No,
Sunday,
they didn't do that. Bert they Holland. Didn't want around Robin. So they ended up. So whatever they did didn't. You know, that was weird. But, you know, she complained the most because she had played who she considered as the second highest seed, which he was. But even he came in 3rd or 4th. She came in 7th. Right. And Division 8, and Division 4, I've never seen this before. The people seated 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 came in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Or I think it was Division C. Crazy, right? I know. So, it just shows that anybody on any day. No, I didn't play any more spectacular. I just got better one guy went 0-7. David Whitley went 5-2, and then all six other players either went 4-3 or 3-4. Because everybody was beating up on each other but one guy. He hadn't played in a tournament in 27 years. But, you know, he showed up with the old set, with the groovy tie, with the, you know, the tiles and the clock. You know, his clock he hadn't probably used in 20 years, and it didn't work. It was weird. It was, you know, I mean, imagine going away from something and coming back to it. Like, I mean, imagine knowing what you knew or what equipment you had 20 years ago, and then suddenly you walk in. Well, I am back, and everything's changed. So you're only staying until when? Yeah. Oh, because I want to let you know what I'm doing, just in case you're interested. Going to drive to Toronto the day after the tournament and go see the Blue Jays that game that night with Mark Hamilton. And he said, I'm free to stay. And I didn't know how much space he had. But I thought, if you were interested, because I'm going to drive back down the next day to go to Niagara Falls, and I have a car. You know, if you have any inclinations to do a little side trip to Toronto. From Toronto, is the best. Right, because it's still, I mean, we still could, I mean, it still would be Wednesday at the end of the tournament. It would still be Wednesday at the end of baseball. I mean, I don't know the flights, or, you know, I don't know if they fly back to the game, or anything, but, you know, there's all Thursdays, too. Out, I'm doing that no matter what, and I'm going to go back there after. I might not, you know, I might not even stay with him that night if it's just me. But I don't have a hotel, I don't have an Airbnb in Niagara Falls till Thursday, so I'm a free agent.
Where we play the best unsigned and indie artists, all for you, on LaurelCanyonRadio.com.
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't want to, you know, push my luck. As I said, I'm going to come back after the tournament to see Toronto. I mean, what am I going to see? I'm going to go to a baseball game and then rush back to more Scrabble. I wanted to see more Toronto, so I told Mark that I was going to come back after the tournament. And that was kind of where he advised me. Well, you know, and he said before or after, but before is literally one day. After would be, you know, however long it takes to, you know, right, in my mind that it says to wander around and see. And then I got someone to ride to. I was driving. Maybe it's still this early morning snow, but maybe I'm just not the one. But I'm sleeping in your t-shirt till the sun comes up. Hoping that the moon brings you home. Sleeping in your t-shirt like you're in my arms. I can see only t-shirt I own.
Thank you.
you'll watch out and cover your eyes. All right, well, let me know. It doesn't, I mean, it's not important to know right now, but I will count you in. I won't mention the area meetings. Because other people have said, oh, where are you staying? You know, other people knew I was going, you know, I started talking about going to Toronto. And then I could say, oh, I've got this great place, and it's next to nothing, and blah, blah, blah. And then others were like, oh, that sounds fun. And then I thought, at one point, I thought Mark said this place, or Mike said this place had 4 bedrooms. So I thought, oh my God, we could really split it. The place in Niagara Falls, right, one Niagara Falls has 4 bedrooms. But we don't, it's just the two of us there. Russell Honeybun. He's probably not even gay. I don't know what I'm going on about. It doesn't matter. His name is Honeybun. It's just it's too much for television. All right. We'll say hi to John. Oh, okay. That place that used to call home. Okay. That place that you used to call home. Gary Smith at Laurel Canyon Music turns us on to a great, great set of music, and that was a new one we just heard from Katie Kittermaster and her new single T-shirt. And before that, at top set, we heard from Naked Sun and Burke Hollow. We've got more music for you. Here's a new track from Michael Legere. It's called Yourself, exclusive on Laurel Canyon. Oh, that's who's playing in Toronto. That's who's playing in Toronto, by the way. Well, it's not. No, there's no. It's never different. It's just how you're much older. Well, I was asking about how do you know anything Mark didn't know? How do you get if you're at the Rogers Center? How do you go to that hotel? How can you see a game from the hotel? Do you have to rent a room specifically to watch the game from your hotel room? Well, I'm curious about that because I thought, oh, well, if it's not like outlandish and that's something, I would rent a hotel room so I can watch the game from a hotel room. Because they have that there, but I haven't looked at this. I thought Mark would know, I was kind of curious to see how that works. But yeah, maybe I'll do some research. I thought somebody would know. I mean, I thought somebody surely would have done this already and told me about it. You've seen it though, you know what it looks like, right? The hotel literally is flush up against it, and the rooms look out from the outfield, look out onto the field. I mean, it's not, they're probably not the best view, I mean, that's the issue. But I assume maybe if you stay at the hotel and you get a room, and somehow they count that in, and maybe you get your general admission, you still want to stay in the room. I don't know. I thought somebody would know, but nobody was necessarily. All right, so yeah, no Burbank. I don't care. I have to work the whole time in. I'm mastering the radio show, so I have to listen to it. Teacher doesn't glitch. It glitches, I have to start over. I've had to start over 3 times already. For whatever reason, everything glitches. And the show airs at 3 o'clock. And I'm sitting here recording it. Mastering it. Twice.
listening to SoundCloud Sunday, where we play the best unsigned and indie artists all for you on LaurelCanyonRadio.com.
listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio, and that was great music, new from Ben Glover from Northern Ireland. The track What You Love Will Break Your Heart, that is from his new album Shorebound that was just released this past week. Before that, we heard from Story Grub, track Dance, Dance, Dance from the album The Swill Herds, also released this past week. Great new music. And Michael Legere at the top of the set, all the way from Toronto, track Yourself. From his debut album, Ourselves in Public, and that is out June 8th, that's self-released. You're listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. We've got more music for you. This one is from Jack Symes. The track is called City Fog, from his forthcoming album, Songs for Moms, and we'll be interviewing Jack in the upcoming weeks here on Laurel Canyon Radio, so stay tuned. But for now, Jack Symes and City Fog on SoundCloud Sunday.
Ask me to turn down the lights, but I won't dare flip that switch. I wanna see every inch of your golden skin, of your gold. Thousand.
got some things I wanna say, and I can't wait another day. No, see, my heart was cold as a stone, and I wasn't afraid of being alone. You opened up your door and showed me something more. Now I'm
you can't sing.
listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. My name is Dave Postal, music director here at the station, and you're listening to the best unsigned, should be signed, and indie artists from around the globe every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific time. We just heard from Indie Darlings, Horse Feathers. Their new song, Don't Mean to Pry, is from their brand new album, Appreciation. Before that, we heard from the Greyhounds, Learning to Love. That's from their recent release. And at the top of the set, we heard from Jack Sines from City 5. We've got more music for you coming up here on SoundCloud Sunday, rounding out our hour. It's Kim Lowings and the Greenwood and In the Spirit.
Let's start from the beginning. For the future's unforgiving. Fate dealt me an unexpected hand. I was tired of living, so I joined in with the rhythm of the water as it took me from the sand. Only to return again in spirit. Only to find death has got its limits. I just like to roam around, looking for love's lost and found, preying on the needs of mortal men. Fear that I am duty bound to lure them with the tempting sound, softly call the names to draw them in.
Kim Lowing and the Greenwood, and a brand new song, actually 2017, from the album The Wild and Wicked Youth on Greenwood Records, Kim Lowing's and the Greenwood. That'll do it for us today on SoundCloud Sunday. Remember to tune in next week. We'll have another episode for you. We've also got some special in-studio guests coming up in the next few weeks, so listen to the station, not just during this show, but at other times, to hear more information about upcoming and exciting events here at Laurel Canyon Radio. Let's finish it off. This is Allison Benkar from her second album, On the Run, just released on Abbey Records, and the track Fade on SoundCloud Sunday. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Postal, and tune in next week. But Allison Benkar and Fade. Right?